ABC Radio Darwin. Book Club.
A Territory author who's released her second novel to much acclaim, I have to say. It's called A Dangerous Daughter by Dina Davis.
Yes.
What's it about?
It's not about me directly, but it's inspired by my own life. So the dangerous daughter in the novel is a fictional character, and her name is Ivy Morgenstern. She is a teenager when the book starts, and she's afflicted with a strange disease. Nobody can tell what it is. The book, by the way, is set in the 1950s. So in those days, there wasn't very much information about eating disorders. She's eventually sent across the continent from a little country town in New South Wales to Western Australia. And there she becomes a lot worse. They don't know how to treat this unknown and unnamed disease. So eventually she goes to live with her uncle, who's a GP. She has quite a difficult time living in that family. And the book describes more or less her journey towards healing. Eventually, when the disease is actually named, anorexia nervosa, that is a huge breakthrough just to have a name.
So you talk about her being exiled from her family, and then she endures all sorts of different trials to figure out what it is, this illness, 1950s Australia. It's not known. It hasn't been named up. And she also endures electroconvulsive therapy. Can you talk a little to that?
Yes, and as I say, this is based on experiences I myself had at the age of 14, several treatments of ECT, or shock treatment as it's colloquially known. So I have had Ivy go through what the little I remember, because when you have had shock treatment, your memory is erased. And so that is why the book is fiction. I've had to make up a lot. But I do vividly remember watching another patient being given shock treatment and convulsing in front of me. In those days, it was very brutal. There was no anaesthetic as there is now. It was a much more, cruel and basically a stronger treatment than it is now. So I have written a couple of chapters about when Ivy is incarcerated in a mental hospital, having these treatments and desperately trying to hang on to the few memories that she can salvage.
If this conversation does cause any stress of any kind to you, you can always call Lifeline on 13 14 11 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. There's a quote that you make post this book that you say, I was inspired to write the novel A Dangerous Daughter by the need to understand my past.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
This is a trauma that I've buried deep within me for my whole life almost. And I didn't really want to face it until two things happened. One, I was invited to take part in an international study on anorexia nervosa, and there were quite stringent selective criteria, so that when I was accepted and told, yes, you're a candidate, we had to send blood, we had to send saliva, answer a questionnaire, a survey. I was very interested to see what the results were. And what came out of that was that it's a genetically caused disease, that it is not a behavioural disease. It's not even altogether a mental illness, although that's implicated. So knowing that it was a genetic disorder and that you can be born with it, in fact, I found out also that I probably was born with it, because stories from my past are that I refused to take any nourishment as an infant. That inspired me to say, well, I don't have to keep feeling guilty and ashamed that I had an illness that worried my family, because it wasn't my fault. And I felt liberated by that. And that gave me the courage to start writing this book.
You also say that reliving the trauma slowed the writing process. How long did it take you to write this book?
That's right, Lorella. It took me a good 5 years, maybe a little longer. There were some breaks along the way. Because of the traumatic nature of the material, I did have to take breaks. And then at one stage, I gave up altogether. I thought, look, this is too hard. I felt myself regressing. The trauma was quite strong. But then I got encouragement from a psychotherapist who I've never met, who came across me through my website. And she discovered a letter that was 60 years old, written by a psychoanalyst who's no longer alive. And she worked out from reading articles on my website that the letter was written about me when I was the patient of this analyst who specialised in treating children. And I think that was fate or someone looking after me, because I'm sure without having met and being treated by this Freudian analyst, she trained with Anna Freud, so she knew what she was doing, but she says in the letter that she felt she couldn't take me on in the beginning. It was just too hard because I was almost moribund. So that gave me another feeling that I need to write this book. It was a hard slog.
You've got a copy of the book with you.
I have, yes.
Have you also got the poem that you wrote?
Yes. A Dangerous Daughter. She wakes with a jolt, already late. Morning tea break, her limbs all ache. She swings legs to the edge, mere bones like twigs, skin stretched over, dry as sedge. She moves from the bed, slow and painful. Everything hurts, her heart and her head. Smells hot buttered toast, craves just a taste. The tiniest crumb will seal her fate. Pulls on a skirt, her gaunt frame bent, to hide her shame, a top like a tent. She could be 90, but is only 15. Her shrivelled body mustn't be seen. You've blighted our lives, daughter once dear. The devil's got you. We're the victims here. They send her away out of their sight so they can forget their shame and fright. Exiled from her kin across the land, girl hides her sin as best she can. Aunt's tea gown strains over ample breasts. Just look at the state of you, it's wicked, she says. Going out like that, in the ground I will sink. You'll frighten the neighbours, what will they think? Girl shakes her head, runs a comb through her hair, a quick flick, no more, and she's out the door. She has a disease, it has no name, it brings her shame, only she's to blame. She's nearly dead, has months to live, when a doctor, an angel, sorts out her head. At last, a name for what's possessed her, an actual disease. Anorexia nervosa. What's it mean, they say, contemptuous, a fancy name meant to impress us? It's all the rage, they say, overseas. Needless to say, it's the slimmer's disease. It seems she can't help it. Should have believed her. Now there's a label, it's all so much easier.
Dinah Davis, she is a Territory author. It is her second novel, A Dangerous Daughter, that poem part of the book. What's the intent of the book for you? Is it a manual for parents? Is it a warning to young people?
Yeah, I am trying to reach out to both parents and young people. So, but I wouldn't call it a manual. I'm not a professional. I'm not a psychologist. It's just to let people know that there is hope and that I'm living proof that there is hope, that you can work through this, and the main thing is that blame and shame are the very worst ways to treat anybody with an eating disorder, whatever that disorder may be. I'm sort of campaigning against that ignorance and that attitude that having anorexia is a fashion choice, trying to be popular and more attractive. Nothing could be further from the truth. Please be kind if you do see anybody who looks as if they have an eating disorder. All that they really want is understanding and compassion rather than staring and blame. I would prefer adults to read it before they pass it on to their daughters or their sons. It's a book for adults. It deals with difficult themes as well.
ABC Radio Darwin.